Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up next hour, guess the takes for Week 8 in the NFL. We'll put together a same-game parlay for the Eagles and the New York Giants on Sunday. A game that I think needs to be a style points win. We need to win this game by double digits. And it needs to be one of those games where it's clear the Eagles win the game. Not like, oh, they got through it and they barely won, or the Giants had more yards. Like, they haven't, I have to go back and look on. So I think the Vikings had more yards at the end. I think the Eagles have been outgained in every single game. 5-2 is what's most important, but I need a game where they win and they outgain the other team and they have more first downs. And they just look like, because Hugh, we talked the other day about them turning the corner in the passing game. I want that to continue and the run. Like, I just want it to be a full, complete game where you feel like, all right, that was their best effort. Now let's get going in this season.
I just want it to be a win.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
lower the bar.
End of the day, I just need to be a win.
But when do you need them to start playing good football?
No, I need that, Joe, but I need all of that. But if I don't get that, I need it to be a W. I need it to be another week of, you know, hey, we didn't play our best football, but we got the W. No, I'll take that.
Sure, you'll take it. But when, like, at what point in the season does that have to change?
Well, I look at it like this. It has been better over the last couple of weeks. Now, has it been complete? No, it hasn't been. But it's been better. When you look at, if you go back and you look at the last, what, seven games, they've played better week by week. And that's what you look.
I don't think they have.
Okay, when you take out.
There's two losses in the middle.
I get that. But when you talk about the ball, moving the ball.
Passing game.
And passing game, it's gotten better. And as a coach or as a player, that's what you take away from it. You always, like in the NFL, you're always building towards being better. And you know that that's something that is not going to happen in a day. It's not going to happen in a week. It's not going to happen in 2 weeks. It takes time. The bottom line is this. You want to be playing your best football in December. Now we're getting up against December. We're getting close to December.
I mean, next week's Halloween. That's why we're looking for your costume today.
Yeah. But you're playing better, and that's what you want. Now we got to get the passing game to be more efficient, more consistent, and now we got to get the running game going. So if we get the running game going and the score is, say, 28-27 or something, whatever the score is. Like, it's a tight game.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we come out on top, that's the only thing that matters.
I feel like we're going to go into a bye week here, Kyle. That's going to be one of two things. We're either going to have the best game of the Eagles season. They'll be 6-2, and we'll have real hope that they're about to get going in their most important part. Or we're going to lie to ourselves for 2 weeks and say 6-2, the record, but we know it didn't look right.
No, I'm not going to allow that to happen.
I know someone around here is going to lie.
Of course, I know. Well, Hugh is an enabler. We know that.
Yeah, a little bit.
But we're all going to have a very tough reality to face about this football team if we don't kick the Giants' ass Sunday. I'm just saying. Because if it doesn't happen now, I don't think it's coming.
I agree with that. I said earlier, I don't know if there's going to be a game this year where it looks as good as it does in terms of the matchup. Like, they're 7.5-point favorites on Sunday. I imagine when the Raiders come in here in December, it'll be another one like that. They'll probably be like 12-point favorites in that game. But other than that, the rest of the games are going to be more challenging. This is the game to do it. 215-592-9494. Our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing that they see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Are you still expecting the Eagles run game to break out? 74% yes on that. And 65% say just get the win? In the Hugh Douglas?
Because I the way I presented it, they understand.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
But when they vote against you, is it because you presented
it
well?
No, it's because I didn't. Yeah, that's right. I didn't present it well. That's what it was.
Really?
Usually what happens. Usually when it happens,
usually you blame them
job.
For not listening.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying that
I'm
some,
actually surprised.
But I have to understand my audience, though, because sometimes a lot of folks don't listen. They don't listen, and so I have to do a better job of explaining.
You're blaming everyone else?
I think I'm getting better at explaining things because my takes are fire. I have fire takes.
Yeah.
Wow. And you know, a lot of times it's a work in progress. Just like here. Initially, nobody understood me. Nobody understands.
Initially.
The way that I resonate and vibrate.
Yep.
But now they're starting to understand that I vibrate on a higher frequency, and they're starting to get to my level, so they understand me a little bit better.
Because most times NBA players, they don't accept that well when you start telling them they're not the lead dog.
Yeah, they don't. And it's one of those things where, you know, I got signed. You just have to be. Hell, I lost my train of thought, man. I thought I saw somebody that really wasn't that person.
You know, that was tough. You were drowning right there.
Yeah, I did. And Joe just looked at me like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Joe didn't save you at all.
I feel bad that I didn't save you. I didn't.
Yeah, Joe let you drown.
You did. But it's cool.
Now that I hear it again, it went on for a long time.
Way too long. I mean, you really were a bad partner right there. That was
I, you know what? I apologize.
Oh no, you're fine.
No, I'm sorry. No,
you're fine.
Just like Ike and Jack could have saved Spike the other day with the hiccups, I could have saved you.
You were tied cinder blocks to this man's feet and put him in the scoop.
I think I did. All right. It was just like when I saw this person that walked past me, I was like, hold up. And then I thought he did the Tony Romo. Thought he had the Tony Romo.
Like worked onto his face?
Yeah, I thought he had work done to his face. And
boy,
and
he had the Tony Romo. That's a tough look for Romo.
To be fair, the person who I thought it was did have a Tony Romo.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what we're calling it now? The Tony Romo?
Well, he did have work done.
Okay.
I just think it's kind of odd for men.
To get the Romo?
To each his own. But I just think it's kind of weird.
Tony Romo looks nothing like the man that played quarterback for a decade. He looks nothing like that guy.
He does.
Had a lot of work done. All right, let's grab a phone call, and then we will get to the trade candidates out there, ESPN's Jeremy Feller, and who is connected to the Eagles. Ken and Cinnamon. Good afternoon, Ken.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good, Ken. What are you thinking?
Well, listen, I'm not going to do this. I am not going to listen to these people calling today telling us how good the Giants are. I mean, just you've got to be kidding. They suck, okay? And it starts on the sidelines. That defense gives up 33 points in 7 minutes of the fourth quarter, and Brian Daboll cuts the kicker, okay? So that team sucks. And the Thursday night, this is really complicated. The Eagles played a very physical game against the Broncos that went right down to the last snap of the game on Sunday. And then they're on a short week. They're taking that team for granted. And, yeah, they looked like they were a step behind all over the field because they were. But that's not because the Giants are suddenly better than the Eagles. This is ridiculous. So we're going to have the flip side of what we saw last Thursday night, because if you look in the NFL, so the Giants just played a game in Denver that went right down to the last snap. That defense was absolutely gassed by the time the game ended.
Yeah, I think they were on the field for 76 snaps, and I would imagine 35 of them were probably in that fourth quarter.
Oh, yeah. And if you look at it, since Sean Payton has been the head coach of the New York Giants, or head coach of the Denver Broncos. Teams are 10-22 the week after they play the Broncos in Denver.
Wow.
So the way the Eagles looked on that short week against the Giants, they looked almost disinterested. There was some effort stuff there that you might even question, but they just looked slow. That's the way the Giants are going to look Sunday. They are going to slap the taste out of this team's mouth.
See,
and
now we're talking.
I can't wait to see it happen.
I agree. But, and Ken, I think to your point too, the Thursday division games have happened a lot like that this year. The Rams lost at home to Mac Jones and the Niners. Obviously last week the Steelers lost to Joe Flacco and the Bengals. It's been a weird year with those Thursday division games and the underdog wins. It doesn't mean the underdog is a better team.
I hate Thursday night football. I hate everything about it. And the only time I really even watch it is when it's the Eagles, typically, because it's usually pretty bad. Because you know your body's not built to do that on Sunday and then come out 3 days later and do it again. I mean that's the kind of cruelty that they would have locked up the president of the United States if he did that to prisoners at Gitmo. Like I mean it's just you know so. Everybody needs to relax. This team is going to be 6-2 when we lay our heads on the pillows Sunday night. They were 6-2 last year at this point in the season after 8 games. And just as, you know, it's easy to have a little recency bias, but it's also important to remember that this team really didn't put together a really statement win last year until the NFC Championship game. Like, you know, Joe, you and I went back and forth in week 13,
yep.
week 14. About whether whether the Eagles can throw the ball proficiently enough to sustain them through the postseason.
You're right. They weren't. You're right. Last year, as great as it was. It didn't feel complete. Like the defense felt like for real. That midseason, we started to realize that. But in terms of the full offense, yeah, they didn't have everything working until the end.
And you know, I know we like to focus on how bad that second corner is, and you know, we're all worried about that. But I mean. They're not getting torched for touchdown passes every week. So, you know, at the end of this game, they don't add up the yardage and declare a winner. It's not like a fight where you keep a scorecard, and whoever has the most points at the end of the fight on the scorecard wins the fight. It's whoever has the most points on the scoreboard. So, yeah, it's a bend but don't break defense. Everybody should realize that by now around here. And, you know, it's not like they're getting torched for touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, look, the red zone is what they do best on both sides. That's really why they're 5-2. Ken, what should Hugh be for Halloween next Friday?
I am a big fan of irony in Halloween costumes. I think Hugh should dress up like Jim Miller. Put on that number 15 Chicago Bears uniform, put his right arm in a sling, and walk around yapping about what a dirty player Hugh Douglas was.
I like that one. Ken, that's a funny one. Ken, I appreciate the phone call. Good job, Ken. Jim Miller.
That's funny.
Jim, does he still do radio?
I think he does radio.
I feel like at some point we need to invite, we should do it the week they play the Bears. We got to invite Jim Miller on the show.
We can.
I mean, have you spoke to him since?
No.
That makes it funnier.
Do you think he would be interested in speaking to you?
I don't know if he's not. I'll put it like this.
It's been 20, almost 25 years.
If you and T.O. can bury the hatchet.
I'm pretty sure he does, but I put it like this. Say if you invited Jim Miller on the show, I'll let him speak, but if he said anything slick, then I'm going to let him have it.
Well, you're gonna put him in the dirt again?
No, I'm just saying.
Well, you did learn how to hang up on people. You could hang up on him.
Well, yeah, I know how to. I wouldn't hang up on him. Because if he's probably at one of our sister stations. We got a station in Chicago, don't we?
We do, yes.
We'll
find out if Jim is willing, but that would be fun around Bears
Week. It just all depends. If he tries.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I gotta say something slick, then you know I'm gonna go ahead and let him have it.
Yeah, don't you think he'd let it go? I mean, the shoulder can't still hurt, right?
I don't know, but it just all depends. If he say something I ain't trying to hear, then you know he's gonna have a problem.
All right, you might want to hear this: some connections in the trade market, the Eagles, and potentially available players. So Jimmy Fowler put out a list of 25 trade deadline targets in the NFL, guys that have at least a decent chance to be moved. There's a percentage chance on each player, Hugh, but then also fits, right? Like teams that player could end up with. Let's roll through the list. So 7 players were connected to the Eagles. You ready to go through this list? Let's talk through these names here. Number 1, And we know how much Hugh Douglas loves this player, or at least likes this player. His name, of course, is Trey Hendrickson, the outside edge rusher for the Cincinnati Bengals. He gives the Hendrickson a 20% chance to be traded and puts the fits at the Niners, the Eagles, and the Colts. Hugh, that would be a game-changing, season-changing acquisition if it was Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah, he's a nice player, man. Real nice player. Yeah.
Would you give up? Let me throw this at you.
I'm giving them the picks. The reason
how do we get players without picks?
Well, see, here's the thing.
I'm not giving any picks. Then what? How do you get trade for
okay,
someone?
Okay, here's the thing. The reason why Brandon Graham's here, or yeah, he's back, I should say.
Yeah.
It's because they didn't want to give up any picks. Well, they didn't want to trade for anybody.
I don't agree with that at all.
Are
you serious?
Yeah.
So
I think they view it as they have multiple holes, and maybe he could fill one, so then they use the picks for the other.
Okay, they didn't want to give up a pick for a pass rusher, and there's not a whole lot out there that you're going to be able to get.
I've got three
with
names.
What you want to
I've
get.
I've got three names.
And he was the easier get.
All right, so you don't think Henderson has any chance of happening?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Number two, Seahawks corner, Reek Woolen. I brought him up the other day on my list. Reek. I like him. He has no. They gave him a 50% chance to get traded. Fitz, Lions, Eagles, Falcons, and Bucks. How about Reek Woolen?
I wouldn't have a problem with that. Another corner, yeah.
Well, to me, and we had Ross Tucker on yesterday. To me, Ross, I think a lot of others. That's the number one need. I mean, I know edge is. It could be. Obviously, Hendrickson is an impactful player. If I could get one thing, it'd be a corner. So Reek Woolen listed. Now this name, the third name listed, connected to the Eagles, kind of confuses me a little bit. And in terms of. The why. Not that he's not a good player. He's been an excellent player in the NFL. I struggle to see the idea of giving resources for this. Number six on the list of 25 targets, and this one connected to the Eagles, Ravens tight end Mark Andrews. They put it as 20% chance to be traded with the 49ers, Eagles, and Cowboys as the potential fits. Mark Andrews. Would that mean we're going to roll two tight ends out there every snap?
Well, I think they wanted to, but Calcaterra's been a little banged up. You know, so maybe.
It just feels confusing. I mean, we have all these wide receivers. They traded for Mechie. They have Dotson. Because if you're putting two tight ends out there, you're not using three wide receivers anymore.
No, and then you're not. You're probably trying to put more of an emphasis on running the ball.
Yeah, I mean, and potentially it's a way to protect your offensive line. Two tight ends. I wasn't expecting a tight end on the list. Next name, Jets edge Jermaine Johnson. They give it a 35% chance to be traded and connect him to the Eagles. And the Bears. That one is interesting to me. The Jets are clearly going to sell. They're 0-7.
Mm-hmm.
He was a guy, I think he was a 2022 draft, if I remember correctly, Jermaine Johnson. And that was the year the Eagles had, Kyle, I think if I'm right on 2022, wasn't that the year they had three first-round picks? They traded one for AJ.
Yes.
And then they ended up using, they moved up in the draft on one of them. They got Jordan Davis. But originally they had three first-round picks. They pushed one back a year. So they must have scouted that 2022 first round heavily because they knew they were going to have a lot of picks. He has been up and down as a Jet, but that name is interesting. They also throw Michael Carter corner from the Jets in here. 45% chance to get traded. Edge Arden Key from Tennessee. 40% chance to get traded. Corner Cam Taylor-Britt, who I mentioned the other day, also a 25% chance to get traded. So they connect seven players to the Eagles. Hugh, corners, edges, and then a tight end.
Yeah, those are the needs that we definitely have on this squad. So, yeah. I just don't think that for Howie, one of the reasons why Brandon is here because he didn't want to give up a whole lot. So the names that you're asking about, it all depends on how much they're going to have to give up for them.
So the only one that I think is going to cost a lot is Hendrickson. I mean, how much are the other guys going to cost? Fifth rounder? Fourth rounder?
Yeah.
So what's the most you think they're going to be willing to give up to get a player in here?
You probably a fourth, fifth. I don't think don't they have a couple second round picks or something like that?
Well, they do have the Jets' third round pick, which right now would be the top overall
pick.
That's
from the Hassan Reddick situation, right?
Yeah, it'd be the number one pick in the third round, which is, you know.
That's pretty high.
That's a very high pick.
Yeah, I don't think they want to go that route. I think that's why they made some of the moves they made.
If the Bengals called right now and they said, if you give us the Jets' third round pick, we'll give you Trey Hendrickson, what would you say? I would say yes. I'd give the pickup.
Because you still got to pay.
No, you don't. Just rent him for the season.
Or rent a player?
Yeah.
But then you're losing the pick.
I know.
You don't care.
I mean, are we trying to win the Super Bowl again, or are we building for the future? I would give up.
Definitely trying to win the Super Bowl.
Well, then Trey Hendrickson would move that needle. 215-592-9494. Andy in Westchester's up on WIP. What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How you been?
Andy, hey,
you
what's doing? Up?
Oh, not too much. I'm I'm on board with you on this one, and I don't need a style points win. I need a win. Doesn't mean they're going to play badly if they, you know, don't have a style points win, though.
But you're like, if we come in here Monday and it's 24-23, you're good with that? We got a win? We get out of there?
As long as they played well. I mean, if it's a tough game, I'm good with it either way, yes. I just want to win. I'm a low standards Andy, as Kyle called me.
You know what? That does fit. You and Hugh Douglas over here. All right, Andy, what do you got for us? What should Hugh be for Halloween? Because we've gotten the answers are starting to pick up here.
Well, this is strictly selfish, just because I want to take off next Friday and turn on YouTube and watch a 4-hour conversation with Grimace.
Grimace, that's funny.
Can you order?
I actually really like that.
I think you'd be a great Grimace. That's
you guys
haven't seen Grimace in a while though.
Well, yeah, I don't think he's around. He did throw out the first pitch for the Mets last year.
Yeah, he was kind of a Mets mascot for the season.
Bring him back, Hugh. You'll be the catalyst.
Is that what it is?
When you say you, Andy, great answer, great phone. When you say you haven't seen Grimace in a while, you mean like on TV or in person?
No, I'm saying, remember, it used to be the Fry Guys. It used to be the Hamburglar.
Of course.
And Ronald McDonald. Mm-hmm. Like, they got rid of Ronald. They got rid of the Fry Guy, the Hamburglar, and it was another one, right?
They got rid of Ronald?
Yeah.
Where'd he go?
They got rid of Ronald. They got rid of Ronald and the Burger King. They got rid of both of them.
They got canceled, or we don't still use them?
Yeah, they
anymore?
Got canceled. Well, Burger King got canceled because he was creepy looking.
That's not a reason to cancel someone.
Well, that was the reason why they got rid of him, because okay. They said people thought he was creepy.
Yeah.
And Ronald been gone for a long time because, you know, people don't like clowns anymore. People are afraid of clowns. Since I think it's the It clown that killed it for everybody.
I guess I just stopped paying attention to what's going on at these places.
Yeah, the Fry Guys, because it was. The Hamburglar, it was Grimace, and the French fries, right?
I remember this. Well, I know yeah. I do, but I haven't thought about it in a long. I don't think Grimace is gone.
Grimace got canceled. Got canceled.
Well, you bring him back. I think the audience would the audience that watched on YouTube not love 4 hours of Hugh Douglas in a Grimace costume next Friday. I mean, I think it's for the people.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I kind of need.
Okay, so
no, it was the Fry Guys. It was the they were like. There were three of them, the little, like, I guess, I didn't know what they were. I don't even know what they were. Okay. One of them was a female character.
What size do you need?
Green, orange, and blue.
What size? I'm workshopping.
The Fry Girls. I guess they're French fries.
I'm just workshopping how much it's going to cost. What size do you think you need for the Grimace costume?
I don't even think they have the Grimace costume.
No, they absolutely do. I'm looking them up right now. Like, yeah, they have it. So we're just going to expense this, and we'll ask for forgiveness later, okay? Let's go to...
is that what we're doing?
Yes. Let's go to Lou in Denver. What's up, Lou?
Lou.
What's going on, guys?
Lou, what's up, buddy?
I like Ace Ventura. I just think the hair on Hugh would just be...
That would be a good one.
Now, is it now Ace Ventura Pet Detective or When Nature Calls? Like, who's your favorite Ace?
Well, I like the original first, but I mean, they're both really good. And real quick on the Bryce Harper stuff. Mm-hmm. Dude, you got paid 13 years, $330 million. I mean, you got $144 million left on a 6-year contract. We need that money because I know they're negotiating in public. We need that money for Bregman, you know, guys like that that can help win a World Series. And you took some risks. I mean, Middleton took some risks. Like, look at Chris Bryant out here in Colorado. Guy hurts his back, never plays again. He's still getting paid, so he's not getting traded. I like Bryce. And the only reason people that talk about the Dodgers' unfair advantage are losers is because he doesn't want a salary cap, which he's sticking up for players. I get it. So that's that.
I agree. Before you make your Eagles point, Lou, I agree. Yeah. And that's why, like, when they negotiated the contract, Boris was trying to tell him, you should put opt-outs in there so we can renegotiate this thing. He chose not to. So, like, you can't renegotiate without the opt-out. He gave up that right when he signed the deal.
Yeah, exactly. And he's a great player. I love him. Yep. I'm not, you know, but that's how it is. With the Eagles, we need a statement win. Here's why. Because we got out-physicaled 2-3 weeks ago, whenever we played them. Yeah. That's what really pissed me off. We are the bullies, okay? So if they don't come out and run the ball down their throat, and Barkley has at least 100 yards, I'm going to be ticked off again. I don't care if we win 24-21, whatever. Yeah, that's great. We need the win. I get it. But I just want to see them out-physical this team and beat them at least by 14 points. Because, again, that never happened last year. And, again, the injuries are playing a part. It is difficult because 2022, 2024, we were one of the healthiest teams in the league. So I don't know if Toth or Tooth is going to be in there. That could play a part. But at least 10-point win, comfortable win. We're going to do it.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. Guys, it's not that hard. It's six letters. Sorry.
It really isn't. Lou, good phone call, man. But I think people choke in the moment. And I think if you stumble over one letter, you feel like you've lost your train of thought. It happened for a word that we all spell and see and say all the time. It does trip people up. 215-592-9494. For do you need a style points win? Should that be the standard this week? I think it should be. That I am setting the standard for the Eagles this week at a style points victory. They have to win this game by double digits, and they have to outgain the Giants and have more first downs. And we have to see it with our own eyes for four quarters that they're clearly the better team. That's all I need. Meanwhile, lower the bar, Douglas over here. Like, just a squeak by a 2-5 team
at
home.
We just need to get a win.
At home. All right, when we get back. Something seems a bit off with A.J. Brown and his injury status right now. He has not practiced yet this week. We'll see if he's on the practice field today. But as of this moment, A.J. Brown has a practice week. Sirianni just finished speaking. He was asked about A.J. Brown. We're going to let you hear what he said about A.J. Brown, and we'll unpack this thing. And how big of a deal is it if A.J. doesn't go this week, which is clearly a possibility right now? 215-592-9494. And what should Hugh be for Halloween? It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.